Quarter after one. Bud and Dan. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. Go around the NFL a little bit later. A lot of preseason stuff to discuss in the NFL today. 1:30 news. Did we call Jake?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out at 1:30.
All right, let's do TiVo sesh. So I got done with Ted Bundy. The Ted Bundy tapes on Netflix. So yes, it is time to briefly review something that everyone else saw a year ago when it came out. Amazing. The whole thing's amazing. And I couldn't help but go back to our conversation of like Monday. Like, could this happen today? I don't think it could. I just don't think modern society obviously has tons and tons of problems. So don't confuse this with me trying to say we've made the world a better place. We can't go a week without a mass shooting, it seems like. So we've got our problems. But the mystery random disappearing college girl murder 40 times over, that feels far-fetched by today's technological communication standards, and especially the part where it took the authorities forever to figure out it was the same guy.
Yeah, if there was one murder, a murderer doing the same bit in a variety of just different towns, you'd pretty much know that right away, right?
It feels like we all have a better way to exchange information and close the net and pool our resources way better.
And
now,
just the tracking of your car and tollways and all that, you know, like,
yes,
it would be very
exactly,
hard.
Exactly. That's
to be on the run like that.
That's a great point. The ability to track vehicles and all that. But let me fast forward to...
You'd have to work a lot harder to be a good serial killer in this day and age, I think.
Yeah.
So who knows? Maybe there's somebody out there.
Well...
But generally, they're not... And I think the Ted Bundy thing was so different. Now, like you said, we all watched it a year ago, except for you. So I'm trying to remember. But it was so different because... And I'm watching Mindhunter right now. Are you in on that?
I watched season one. I'm sure we'll watch season two.
Season one's great.
At some point.
Yeah, I'm two through... that's a Netflix deal, so it's all out there, and it's about how the FBI developed these things that
right.
You think right now are real common, like, oh, of course, you can develop a profile of these serial killers. Well, like, I think Ted Bundy was the first one that wasn't, like, a loner who, you know, had lots of problems with his mom, and,
right.
Like, he was a guy who was married, and... seemingly a productive member of society and a smart guy. So it just didn't fit the profile that they had thought this is what a serial killer is.
And then, yes, you're right. There was nothing really to compare him to in the past, whereas now you actually do have Ted Bundy and others to say, okay, well, this is how this normally goes. This is the...
You're not always a guy living alone.
This is the template. Here's how we can, use past experience to help us. The thing that I really took from last night, so there's four episodes, each about an hour, but the fourth one is an hour 15. And that one, I didn't know what to expect because now he's in custody again. He's down in Florida, and now it's basically his trial. The final episode is almost all his trial to his execution. Spoiler. And there's wacky...
A trial which he was the lawyer.
Where
right?
He pretty much kicked all of his lawyers out of the big chairs and was so confident in his intelligence and his grasp for the law. Because he was a law school guy.
Wasn't it how he was just trying to get them on the stand to describe the scene again and he was kind of getting off on it?
Definitely appeared like he was asking questions to hear the details almost in a look what I did fashion, which obviously makes him even more sick than you first thought. And at the time, until what sounds like 48 hours before his execution, he was not ready to actually admit that he was the guy all along. He was professing his innocence. His dear mom was completely convinced this was all one big scam until...
There were a lot of people supporting him for a while.
Oh, yeah. Until about 48 hours before his execution. The thing that I really could not get over watching that with my wife last night was like the final 20 minutes is about execution day. And man, what a party outside the prison society was having. There were signs. There were huge crowds. There were people selling T-shirts. And they were all just loving the execution of Ted Bundy.
Wonder if you can get one of those T-shirts online.
It was like Fry Ted Fry or just, I mean, like...
That was too far.
I get the impression... Are you being serious?
I think... Yeah, you don't need to...
It felt like, super macabre.
Yeah, but you don't need to be celebrating...
Like having a public
killing
hanging.
Killing someone else, right? Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think if... Is anyone so sinister and maybe... Maybe when Saddam Hussein or whoever showed up dead, everyone was fist pumping, I guess. But there feels like a execution.
Bin Laden.
Yes, there feels like an execution decorum, though, now where there's at least some group with a candlelight vigil outside. And yes, people are celebrating, but not in mass right on the campus of the place. So that was just... I think, what was the year he was executed, like 89?
Yeah, and I'm looking at a site which is talking about the story behind the Burn Bundy Burn T-shirts.
Dude.
That were everywhere.
You can order one on Etsy right now.
Oh, awesome. Well, Dan, here's your big opportunity, but it was, there was no, like, balanced approach to his execution, and I get it. I absolutely get it. I mean, you're talking about...
Didn't he have a woman?
Yes, who bore him children.
Like after.
While in prison. Oh, yeah, while on death row. This girl, I mean, and we've how many times have we seen that, where it appears there's a sliver of society that can't wait to hook up with the most sinister of evildoers.
It's a fetish.
I guess. I just couldn't believe the college football almost type tailgate setting for the execution of Ted Bundy, that for just a brief moment, and now it never paints him as a sympathetic figure, so I'm not going in that direction at all, but it appeared society was just allowed to kind of act on their primal reactions to the, and it had been, what, 12, 13 years since his last killing. So it's not like... they grabbed him as he was standing over his final victim and dragged him to the town square and took care of this right here in Tombstone or whatever. It wasn't that. It was years and years and years of incarceration and trial. But, boy, the late 80s society view on execution, it's moved a couple inches in one direction or another since then. But it's a wild 4 hours, I'll tell you that. I highly recommend it. The Ted Bundy tapes, I think it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, it is awesome.
I'm sorry if I took too much time there.
No, not at all. I think, but along those same lines, I do recommend highly Mindhunter.
So you just started season two, or you're into it?
No, I'm only two into season two. It's great. Fantastic.
Are they covering a famous crime?
It looks like the focus is going to be BTK, but they were setting that up all last season, right?
Yeah. I thought that was season one.
No, they were setting it up. You would see him doing something for 30 seconds at the beginning, and then they would go on to
what they were doing.
And you're like, what is this guy? Who is he?
Right.
And now we seem to be, we're getting a little closer to that. And then just a quick hit on something else coming out on HBO that I read. I read just a headline. So have you heard that there's going to be a Hard Knocks type show?
Yeah. College.
Called The Cougs?
Yes.
Following around old Mike Leach?
Now, I want to tell you...
Like, did they see the Mike Leach weekly press conference and say, we need to hop on this? We need to make this bigger?
Probably, but I want to put out a warning here. every time we've heard this is going to be like Hard Knocks, but college.
They're a lot more.
They've been doing this forever. Do you remember the like one of the original ones was like an Aggie one? Do you remember that like in 01 or 02 or 03?
Is it like because there's kids involved? They don't want to be really too true to what's going on?
I don't think when like on the surface these colleges think they want cameras showing everything about their football program.
Well, they want a promotion.
They want to promote their product. They want an infomercial, and they want full editorial control, and they want it to be everything's great. You should come to our school.
Yeah, that doesn't make for great TV.
And it doesn't make for great TV. So warts and all, if you're willing to open up the program and kind of make it a mix of Last Chance U and Hard Knocks, where you're showing us this player is not passing his classes, he has to go to tutoring, this is going on, or this reality or that reality, I'm interested. But what I've seen from, like, Michigan, was it All or Nothing Michigan?
Yeah.
Look, I watched it all. So I'm not telling you I'm not interested in seeing what's in Jim Harbaugh's closet, because I was. The exact same outfit, Dan, like 50 times.
I love that.
It was like The Fly.
I want amazing. That many Hawaiian shirts.
So there's a lot that I enjoyed from All or Nothing, but it's never come close at the college level to what the NFL has given us. And so I got excited. It's Mike Leach. It's Washington State. It's Hard Knocks. It's HBO. I'm suspicious, though, that it will print like a wonderful infomercial of trying to make the games the centerpiece and just a trip through Washington State season, which I'm sure it's watchable. I'm just lower your bar.
Yeah, it's pretty high because Mike Leach is on it. So the bar is high. I want all.
Can anyone tell you anything you don't know about Mike Leach?
I don't know. I read the Mike Leach book in the past year.
I mean,
loved it.
Wasn't Real Sports just on Mike Leach and or E60 or somebody? And it was 30 minutes, and I was enjoying all of it, but it wasn't anything we haven't heard 50 times.
Happy or sad would you be if the Cowboys announced we just hired Mike Leach, head coach?
For the show or for the betterment of the football team?
Both. Obviously, for the show, you'd love it. You don't think he can make the Cowboys do more with the,
I know this is going to divide our show, but I think the Cardinals are morons for hiring Cliff Kingsbury. And I realize...
Well, Cliff Kingsbury is a different animal. Mike Leach has a ton of experience.
No, but they're
Cliff Kingsbury was a coach for 3 years.
They're a different animal in a sense, but you would only hire them of their scheme, not because of their wild success as a head coach or because you think they understand the NFL at all. You just want their scheme, right?
All right.
What's on the news?
More proof that flying is safer than driving.